Please turn your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 29. This morning we are looking at and considering the topic, Why You Need Atonement. John 1, 29, Hear ye the word of the Lord. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's stop right there and pray together. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for thy holy word. Grant us understanding and illumination by your Spirit. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we do know that next month we will see Easter Sunday coming right around the corner. And that is, of course, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must continue to reflect on the events prior to his rising from the dead. We must consider his death on the cross and how our Lord humbly and voluntarily went to the cross to make an atonement for sin for the purpose of saving sinners. However, we must try to grasp the ominous reality of why we need an atonement. Because we need atonement no matter who you may be, whether kings or queens, presidents or congressmen, rich or poor, slave or free, every single man, woman, and child needs an atonement. We need the Lamb of God and no other. We need Jesus Christ. I need an atonement and you need an atonement. We need to understand this truth together. Now, some might argue, why can't God simply and unconditionally pardon sinners? Well, if he is God, he could just grant forgiveness and let everyone go into heaven. God is a God of love, right? Well, they speak this way as if God is not a just and righteous and holy God as well. He is a God of love, but he is holy and he is just and he is righteous. And therefore, out of his love, he sent a substitutionary sacrifice. He sent an atonement for sin in the person of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. For Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world according to the will of our God and Father, Galatians 1:4. God sent a son because of his love. God sent a son because of his justice. Both of these. In our text, John the Baptist has already borne witness to the priests and the Levites who came to him asking if he was the Christ and then asking if he was Elijah. To both questions, John said, No, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord. For John came to prepare the way for the Messiah. But the next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. And John pointed to Jesus, the prophesied and blessed Lamb of God. But he called Jesus the Lamb of God, a Lamb pointing back to the Old Testament sacrifices for sin, a Lamb whose blood would be spilt to atone for the sins of the people. And as a Lamb was slain for the sins of the people, so the true Lamb of God must be slain. For the people cannot atone for their own sins. They are corrupt and they are polluted. They are contaminated by sin. All humanity outside of Christ are dead in sins and trespasses. Ever since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, mankind has been spiritually dead, without God and without hope. Ever since the fall, man has been destined for the judgment of God and eternal damnation. God's justice requires punishment for sin and the sinner. For his wrath is upon the sinner himself. Make no mistake, Adam was warned, he was told, that disobedience would result in death. God said, the soul that sins shall die. As a holy God, he must be just and he must judge sin. Now, the great preacher Robert Alexander Webb noted, he said, the Bible says this, the judge of all the earth must do right. And he will give reward to whom reward is due, and punishment to whom punishment is due. So will a holy God wink at sin? Never. Will a righteous God allow unrighteousness to go without judgment? Never. The soul that sins will die. The wages of sin is and always will be death. Now the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. God's holiness and justice must be satisfied. How can my sin be covered? How can my sin be atoned for? How can the wrath I deserve be satisfied? You need atonement. Where cometh my help, since I am helpless? How can my sin be taken away, for I cannot even bear it away myself? You need atonement. Whence cometh my help? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God must punish sin, but He has sent the Lamb. Like Abraham going to the mount to offer Isaac, God will Himself provide the Lamb. And He did. His own beloved Son, Jesus, the Son of God, came to lay down His life as an offering for sin. What I could not do, Jesus did. A sacrifice has been made. The Lamb was slain on the cross. Christ has made an offering of His own life to save sinners if they will believe. How will the Lamb of God take away our sins? He died vicariously on the cross. That means He died as our substitute in our place. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." And there, with the nail-pierced hands and feet, Jesus hung on a cross, incurring the wrath due to us for our sin. There, hanging, Jesus bore the consequences of our sin. For God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So you need atonement because you're sinful. Only death waits for the sinner. But Jesus died in our place as our substitute, doing what was impossible for us to do. He atoned, He paid the price, He satisfied divine justice. The holiness of God is maintained, proven, and demonstrated. The love of God is maintained, proven, and demonstrated. You see both. The holiness and the love of God maintained all throughout. A vicarious sacrifice, a substitutionary sacrifice, a penal substitutionary sacrifice. Yes, a penal substitutionary sacrifice. Penal meaning referring to punishment. A punishment due to us for sin. For Christ has borne the punishment due to us. He took it upon Himself. The wages of sin is death, and Jesus died as our substitute, and by His own blood He has made atonement for sin. He has made satisfaction for the guilt of our sin. The one who knew no sin was made to suffer for sin. The curse fell upon Him. He suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. He bore our sins in His body on the tree. Whose sins? Our sins. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. The Lamb of God was slain, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The substitute was sent. The sacrifice has been made. The atonement has been completed. Redemption is accomplished. But redemption must also be applied. You need atonement, which is also referring to reconciliation. If you are not in Christ, you are an enemy of God. But if you will receive the Lamb of God, if you will believe upon Jesus with your heart, you will be saved. For the Bible tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He has poured out His blood to save sinners. He has poured out His blood to save all who will receive Him. And to as many as received Him gave He the right to be called the sons of God. We receive Him by faith, by trusting in His atoning sacrifice in our behalf. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the justice and holiness of God. See the love and grace of God. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. So we have much to be thankful for. the blessings of Christ and His redemption are poured out into our souls. Atonement is ours in Christ. Reconciliation is ours in Christ. Will we then walk as those who have been redeemed, as those who have been reconciled? Truly, if we have been bought with such a great price as the blood of Christ, we will walk worthy of our blessed Redeemer, won't we? Will you stand condemned? Will you die in your sin? Or will you receive the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world? And I pray that you do. Father, we do thank you for your word. Lord, we pray as you would bless it to each of our hearts and our understanding. And Lord, accomplish and work your perfect will. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.